Hello, hello. Welcome, episode 19, GG and the podcast. Truth is, it's currently 11:30. I'm in bed. I'm waiting for it to be 1 o'clock so I can watch the finale of the Formula One season. Anyway, I'll probably add a segment at the end of this to see if Lewis is on the race or not. But number 8, hopefully, is coming home. And if it doesn't, I'll be bitterly disappointed because I hate Max Verstappen right now. Anyway, completely separately, episode 19. I've just got a couple little things to talk about. Because, why not? I was going through my notes section, right? And I write a lot in my notes. Quite a bit. And I stumbled across something from last year. And I made a note section called Ugly Guys Don't Exist. Ugly guys do not exist, guys. It's actually just a scam. There's no such thing as an ugly guy. Or, if you are an ugly guy, it's your decision that you've been an ugly guy. And I guess this can go to girls as well. I'm going to be talking about it from the male perspective. Because also, in the last couple of months, I don't know what made it pop off for the Mandeezy, but, you know, my male listeners have been growing. So, this is to cater for them, man, innit? But I'll be explaining this theory shortly. You know, do I put a jingle? Let me put a jingle in, yeah? Ugly guys don't exist. All right, so the basis of this argument, right, is say you're a 2 out of 10. If you're a 2 out of 10, obviously, nobody wants to be a 2 out of 10. Also, I need to add, this is all subjective, so, you know, there's no objective 2 out of 10. There's nothing that makes you specifically a 2 out of 10. But say you're a 2 out of 10, a guy or a girl, yeah? If you're a 2 out of 10, you know, you don't really want to be there. So if you stay there, you know, anyone can do the things on this list. So, you know, if you don't move, it's on you. We're about progression, yeah? So, yeah. If you're a 2 out of 10 and you start working out, I'm not saying that you need to be pumping iron and become Dwayne The Rock Johnson, yeah? Just look after yourself. Eat well. Drink your water. And work out. Go on a daily walk. Go on a jog every now and then. You know, go play some sports every once in a while. You know what I mean? Go do all of that. And I promise you, after a couple months, that's 2 out of 10. You're now 4 out of 10. Yeah? Slow and steady. Little. But what was it? Progression. Uh-huh. Now, you're at the 4 out of 10 stage. 4 out of 10. You know, you got to open your wardrobe. You need to dash out every single item of clothing that doesn't fit you well or that you can't make an outfit with. Because if it's not a statement piece and it's not transferable, as in you can wear it with loads of things, it doesn't need to be in your wardrobe. I'm not saying you need to own 1,000 items of clothing, but just pattern your clothes. Go out, buy a statement piece, couple statement pieces, splash the cash. Because at the end of the day, it is good quality shit. The expensive shit is good quality shit. Not everything in your wardrobe needs to be designer. No one's saying that. But go and splash some cash. You know, buy a couple, you know, solid pairs of jeans if you're a guy. You know, something that you can wear with a lot of things. Then have your statement pieces that you switch in and out. Base colours, match colours. These are little things. Just pattern your style. Pattern your fashion. Yeah. And that 4 out of 10, it's now 6 out of 10. And suddenly, 6 out of 10, you know, it doesn't sound amazing, but it's a lot better than 2 out of 10. That's where you were. You know, this probably would have happened within, you know, 6 to 12 months. Within a year, you can do that. You can go from a 2 out of 10 to 6 out of 10. Now, this is for the guys mostly, but for the girls, I guess, if you've got a little tash going on, this might apply to you as well. Yeah? Grooming. If your face isn't allowing the facial hair to come through, if your hair follicles on your face are not allowing the beard to come through, lock it off. Nobody needs to see the stub. No one wants to see it. Yeah? A clean shaven face is better than little stub. Because at the end of the day, clean shaven face, better, more exposure for your face, yeah, means that there's a lot of good skin around the beard area. For a lot of guys, even if your beard's not fully grown, because there's a lot of hair follicles there, it's harder for stuff to get into your skin. Therefore, once you shave that, you got pretty good skin there. You probably won't have a lot of spots there, a lot of acne. It'll be nice skin. Expose that skin. Trust me, laddie. That's 6 out of 10. 7 or 8 out of 10. Just like that. Just a click of a finger. Little bit of razor action. And you're sorted. You know, get your trim patterned. Girls, you know, maybe dye your hair a little bit. Maybe get a nice little bowl cut. No, I'm joking. Don't do that. Don't do that. Maybe try out a side part in. Side part is criminally underrated, man. But you know what I mean? Just change things up a little bit. Treat yourself. You know what I mean? And then once you do that, you're an 8 out of 10. You've taken all that time getting better, leveling yourself up. Once you've done that, yeah? Once you've done that, 8 out of 10? What takes it to a 10 out of 10? What does everyone need in this life? But people don't really want to work for it. Get your money up. Once you get that money, shmoney, bloody up. Once you get the money up, 8 out of 10, 10 out of 10, quick ways. Very quickly. You know what I mean? And just like that, boom. 2 out of 10, it's 10 out of 10. Within what, 18 months? It's possible. It's hard, but it's definitely possible. So that's what I'm saying. I need to cough. I probably won't though. But that's what I'm saying. Ugly guys don't actually exist. Okay, I will now because... There you go. That was really difficult. It was it's like a cardiac arrest in my esophagus, man. Anyway, very quickly, just like that, flick of the wrist. 2 out of 10 to 10 out of 10. Ugly guys, ugly people don't exist. Or if you are ugly, as I said before, it's subjective. You can work on yourself and make that better for you. It's easy steps. You know, they're going to be harder to put in because it requires changing, but if you want to make that change, the other person who's got the power and the control to do it. So that's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah. I don't know what you want to do with this information, you know, but as I always say, go forth and prosper. I wanted to bring up some things that I was listening to on the Receipts podcast, my most listened to podcast this year. You know, if you ever want to get me on, girls, you know where I'm at. You know what I mean? Audrey, you've retweeted my tweets a couple times. Don't be shy. Anyway, on the Receipts podcast a couple weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago now, there was a podcast and they were talking about Britishness and just acting in Britain. So the creative side of the UK. And they were saying that a lot of people, a lot of black people who work in the media industry, a lot of black people, a lot of black actors, producers, those type of people, they're not allowed to grow old in their roles because people say they're tired of seeing the same black people in those spaces. And I was like, oh shit, that's quite true. There's not a lot of old black actors in the UK. Like they normally move to America or they just fall off like massively. I was like, yeah, that's quite true. And then obviously they were explaining why that was. Then they were like, British people love the underdog, but once they are not the underdog anymore, the whole world is against them. And I was like, wow. Because realistically, it's so true. Once you start something and, you know, you're not really threatening anyone, but, like, it's a good thing to get going, people are like, oh, that's so cool. Once you start doing well, they're giving you the side eye. They're giving you mad attitude. Like, I'm not saying that I'm Joe Rogan. When I started this podcast, everyone's like, oh, that's pretty sick. You got a podcast. Wow. Started doing well. Started getting listened to in quite a few countries. Going international and that. AdSense coming in and that. And what's this I hear about people calling me Gideon with the podcast? Big man, I've never spoken to you. I don't know your name. I don't know who you are. I did not know you existed on this planet. Yet you know me and I have a podcast and you're chasing shades to people that are going to talk to me about you as well. It's just screaming insecure. And that is what of jealousy is rooted in insecurity at the end of the day. And I just wanted to, like, Britain really loves an underdog, like, so, so much. Like, you know, you got a lot of people, you know, this is the typical reason, typical way to show this, rather. You know, when X Factor was popping off, they always love to dash out a sub story. Oh, my name's Alicia. Yeah. I'm 23 years of age. Yeah. My mum died, you know, in a horrific laundry accident. You know, my dad died, you know, scuba diving. And since I was 3 years old, I've had to raise me and my 74 sisters. It's been tough, but music's always been my escape. You know, it's always been an outlet for me. Shush. Because more time, they'll give all of that. Then I'll be like, oh, Alicia Simpson. And then she'll be coming like, Jingle Bell. Shush, you can't sing. That's what we're here for. Again, Britain's Got Talent. I remember a couple of years back, there was an old choir for missing people. Lovely idea. Amazing. Britain's Got Talent, big man, you could not sing. And these, I think they got to the semi-final or something. Or they got the golden buzzer. And they got things that they didn't deserve because they were underdogs. Because they were sub-stories. I'm not saying be emotionless, but at the end of the day, if you're judging talent, judge the talent. Do you know what I mean? Otherwise, it's just a scam. What's the point? What is the actual point? It makes no sense. And it's something that really annoys me because giving people credit when it's not deserved just diminishes the value of giving credit. Like, it's so stupid. So stupid. Anyway, let me stop before I get too into this because I got a lot of things to say. This argument is weird because it really, like, this isn't something that I don't think a lot of people think about, right? But a couple of years ago, I got obsessed with this game called City Skylines, where you just build your own city. Literally just everything in a city, from electrical grids to schools to luxury apartments to football stadiums to just everything. Motorways, all of it. You can just build your own city. And it's a sick game. Still play it now every now and then. What a beautiful game. What that game taught me, or what it really exacerbated, really, is my love for roundabouts. Roundabouts are just so cool. They're scary. They scare the shit out of me. And when we start driving, I just... No, but they're so efficient. So much more efficient than traffic lights. Remember that. So much more efficient than traffic lights, right? Okay. So, you know, when you get the small little roundabouts where they're just at a junction and there's the little painted circle and there's a little bump in the middle of the road, those are just little cute, like, those are cute. Because more time people just drive over them. They don't really serve their purpose. But, you know, they're there in spirit. They're cute. Then you have the little roundabouts with a little tree in the middle. Those are nice. Nice roundabouts. Yeah, really cute roundabouts. Then you have the massive, massive, gigantic roundabouts with 8 lanes coming in and out of them with traffic lights in the middle of the roundabout. So if the roundabout has so much traffic going through it that it can't function without traffic lights, you probably shouldn't have put a roundabout there. Or make it smaller. Because it just defeats the purpose. Because there's one in Leytonstone. Oh my days. As I said before, a lot of people won't know about this roundabout in Leytonstone. This is catering to a very small percentage of the people who listen, but you know, the UK loves this roundabouts. Just imagine a massive roundabout coming off, it's on top of a motorway, right? But there's like 7 traffic lights in the middle of the motorway. You move like 5 meters every 2 minutes. It's so bad. It defeats the purpose. What's the point? There is no point. Why would you put traffic lights on a roundabout? Like, this is just a genuine question. If somebody can answer that in a way that, you know, makes sense to me, then I'd greatly appreciate it. I'd greatly appreciate it. This section, you guys are going to have to pay a bit more attention. Maybe you got me in the background. Maybe you got me, you know, maybe you're doing something while listening. But I want you to just take a second pause. And just get comfortable within yourself, yeah? That's the first thing that I want you to do. Get comfortable in yourself. Once you've done that, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you where you want to be? Just, are you where you want to be? I'm not saying if you wanted to, you know, own a massive media empire by the age of 30 and you're not there yet. No, right now, in terms of where you want to be and in terms of your progress, are you where you want to be or where you're meant to be? Because if your answer is no, what are the steps that you can do to get to that position. Because there are things that you can do. And if you're not sure of it, you sit down, write some things down, figure it out. Because you can't walk aimlessly. Or if you are, you want to minimize the amount of time that you're walking aimlessly for. Do you know what I mean? Because otherwise you're just using a lot of your energy and you're not going anywhere. Maybe even walking further away from your destination. You never know. That's why you need a map, a plan of action. Yeah? So, don't be scared. And don't be, you know, taken aback. If you feel like you don't know where you're going or you don't know what to do in your next step. Like, if it's perfectly fine to not know. But then it's on to you to make sure you change that. And decide, you know, I'm going to put the steps in place. I'm going to find the map to go to where I want to go. Because the only person who can do that is you. Yeah, your parents aren't going to be able to draw you a map of everything that you want in this life because they're not going to be there the whole time. And if they are, you don't want them to be doing that. Because success is much better when you've worked for it, when you've made it. I'm not saying that you need to be alone in this world. I'm not projecting that onto people. But harness the potential that you got. And I'm sure that each and every one of you can reach it. That was so gay anyway. Ah, we move on. Time for some toxicity. I started recording this podcast at 11:30. It's now 11:50, 20 minutes. I don't think it's 20 minutes of content, but I don't care. My podcast, my rules. Anyway, I'm going to do some predictions for the F1. And then the segment after this is going to be my reaction to the Grand Prix. Maybe I'll update you when as the race is going on. Maybe I'll do that. So this is going to be pretty much my predictions. Or maybe I'll do a separate. I might do a separate episode. Double upload? Maybe. Maybe. Let's not push it. I don't know. It depends what happens. If it's a boring race, then I won't. If it is, then I will. There's that. But anyway, my predictions are going to be in this segment. See, Max Verstappen is on pole. He's first. Lewis Hamilton is second on the grid. Max is on the softer tyres, which means he'll have better grip and he'll be faster for the first couple laps. But then his tyres will die earlier than Lewis's tyres. So there'll be a range in which Red Bull will have to decide if they want to pit to get new tyres, because the softs will die very quickly. Or if they want to stick it out and keep track position. But that leaves them vulnerable to Mercedes overtake. And I think Mercedes have the strategy. Mercedes strategists have proven they've got the quality to pattern Red Bull. And obviously me being, you know, wanting Lewis to win title number 8, I would love to see that happen. I actually don't care how he wins, just win. Obviously in an ideal world, it's a good race and there's wheel to action. Lewis Hamilton wins it on the last lap. That'd be amazing. But for my heart, can my heart handle that? Probably not. Anyway, Lando Norris in third. Really good qualifying session from him. Valtteri Bottas in sixth. That was wild, I can't lie. Because on a day when your teammate is going for a title that would make him the best of all time, undisputedly, you finished sixth in qualifying. That's just so disrespectful. Anyway, I love Valtteri, and I think I'm going to miss him at Mercedes, but realistically, I'm here for George Russell. George Russell, I think it's going to be a good addition. Anyway, what I think will happen, I think Max will get off the line pretty well. I think Lewis will get a good start, but I think Max will have better grip, obviously, with the softer tyres going into turn one. So I do think Max will lead for the first couple of laps. This is a mixture of what I think will happen and what I want to happen. Max will lead for the first couple of laps. And then as the tyres begin to fall off, Lewis is going to push and Lewis is going to, with his mediums, he's going to close the gap. Maybe Lewis goes for an undercut. Actually, no, never. Never mind. Scrap that. That'd be very stupid. Very stupid. Lewis will probably catch Max. Hopefully, during the pit stop or after the pit stop, I think Red Bull will come in and Lewis will push on the mediums. And he'll be able to come out after his pit stop, which will be probably a couple laps later. Because he's on the mediums. And he'll be able to take the advantage and he'll just cruise to win. Nice. I don't want any crashes. If Lewis and Max crash, oh my gosh, I'll murder someone. Anyway, the FIA, the organisation who run Formula One, have already said that there will be point deductions for crashes between the two. So I don't think they're going to crash into each other. And if they do, it will be Max Verstappen because he's a menace. But anyway, that's enough of that. Thank you guys for listening. Episode 19 of GDN the podcast. Hope you liked it. Go forth. Prosper. And as I said, fulfill your potential. Fulfill your potential. That's what we're going to end today on. Fulfill your potential. It's been your boy. Don't die. Don't commit suicide. And peace.